Party time over there in the Premier League for Chelsea, and it was close this morning, Phil Moss. Good morning to you. 4-3 in the end, Chelsea, though. But they've got the title wrapped up.
Yeah, they have. Good morning, guys. Yeah, look, it is party time. That's exactly the words I've got written in my notes here for Chelsea. And they've got Sunderland to come at home on the weekend. Right. So another party at home for them on the weekend. But, yeah, what a wonderful feeling to get to that stage of a season where you can just play free of free of pressure, and just really, it becomes an expression session, doesn't it?
Yeah, be great fun. Now, the Olyroos, mate, they're going to camp this week.
They do. This is a crucial time coming up for the Olyroos. We haven't qualified for the Olympics since Beijing 2008, ooh, at which time Graham Arnold was in charge of the Olyroos. I was sitting beside him as his assistant. And when you put it in that context, that's a long time between Olympic Games, and we've had a couple of campaigns where we didn't even score a goal. So this is a crucial campaign. Josip Gombau has been brought in by Ange Postecoglou to head this group of under-23s up. So they go into camp this week. They've got a tournament coming up in Asia in July to qualify for a major tournament next year. But the pressure is on. They'll play Sydney FC this week in a friendly game just to fine-tune what Gombau is looking for. So a very, very important time for our under-23s because it's so crucial to their development into becoming Socceroos.
Yeah. Well, you say that, but we've been terrible. We didn't even have a team at the Olympic Games.
That's right. We haven't qualified since 2008.
So, what's going wrong?
Well, I don't think we've got enough time this morning to go into it all. But there is definitely a flaw in our youth development system, and that's been a topic of big conversation because our 17s and 20s haven't been going great either.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just the 23s; it goes deeper than that.
So there's no golden generation on the horizon, is what you're telling us.
No, that's right, and they've just announced they're doing away with the Australian Institute of Sport as well. So that program's done and dusted. So there's real pressure on the A-League club academies to get it right.
So do you reckon they've put it all back onto the clubs now, have they?
That's basically what's happening, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Player signings, how's it looking?
Well, it's one for the centre-halves. Overnight news, Michael Thwaite signing for Western Sydney Wanderers. Jordy Boyce has re-signed, as you guys mentioned earlier this morning, for Sydney FC. I think that's a great signing. He came in the January transfer window, slotted straight into the back line for Sydney FC. Didn't miss a beat when Matty Yerman went to Korea. And, you know, he was a real good addition for Graham Arnold's side. And Reece Williams, there was a real tug-of-war between Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory. He's chosen Melbourne Victory. From the Socceroos' point of view, it's crucial that he gets back on the field playing regular football because at his best, he's a wonderful player and very, very important for the Socceroos going into the Confederations Cup and obviously to try and get us to the World Cup next year.
And what else is happening overseas?
Overseas, Craig Goodwin. You'll remember him from Adelaide United. He plays for Sparta Rotterdam now. He came off the bench to set up two and score one in a 3-1 win against Go Ahead Eagles. Now, that kept Sparta Rotterdam in the Eredivisie. So they avoided relegation with that result with those two assists and a goal. So that's great news, again, for the Socceroos to have one of our former A-League stars overseas starring for his club at a very good level, can only bode well for the future. Aaron Mooy, he's grabbed some headlines the last couple of days. Huddersfield are aiming for EPL promotion. They're nil all from the first leg at home to Sheffield Wednesday, so they have to go away to Sheffield Wednesday Thursday morning. So a massive, massive game for Aaron Mooy.
Yeah, is he getting enough game time?
He's been an absolute star this season for Huddersfield. And look, the hope is that Huddersfield will go up, so he's got two choices to play Premier League, either with Huddersfield or Manchester City, who own him and have loaned him out to Huddersfield, may take him back there, or he may end up at another Premier League club. The most important thing is he's playing Premier League next year.
Would he be our only bloke playing Premier League?
Yeah, next season, yep. Absolutely.
If he gets a gig.
Yeah, and that's not great from the Socceroos' point of view. I mean, you look back, and we keep going back to the golden generation because that's the gauge, but we need more players playing at the very top level. I think Matthew Lecky's Ingolstadt got relegated as well in Germany, so he'll be looking, no doubt, for another club at the top level. So, yeah, important few months coming up for Socceroos.
Yeah, there is, mate. Anything else? All done?
That's it for this morning. I won't bore our listeners anymore. Actually, Christian Ziga, ex-Liverpool, Spurs and Germany star, has flagged his interest in the Adelaide United coaching job. So more overseas, big names from overseas looking to coach in the A-League, which is good news for us.
Well done, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow.
Good on
Pelé.
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 Pelé on.
Yeah, it's very
I wish I could say I used to play like him, but I didn't.
No. Well, many, right. many, 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 many people would love to say that. Good on you, Phil
See
Moss.
You guys.